Darren, how do you sum up that?
Look, we knew it was always going to be difficult, you know, because we knew Tommy and Treaty were still obviously have hopes of the playoffs. So obviously we were playing for pride. They were playing for trying to get themselves into the playoff spot. So we knew it was going to be difficult. Thought the first half it was very much a very much even affair. We had a couple of half chances. They had a couple of half chances. You know, neither keeper really had a save to make. Then we come out the second half, and obviously we give away a penalty. I'd like to see it back, but after that then Aaron McLaughlin has a great chance for us, maybe just to try and get us back into the game, and then unfortunately we concede again from a set piece. So it's probably been the story of the season. We certainly haven't defended set piece as well, and we've come again here tonight and we haven't conceded a goal from open play. We've conceded another goal from a corner kick and a goal from a penalty kick. So look, overall disappointed with the result, but can't fault the boys for, as I say, it's always hard when there's an upheaval at the football club, and obviously we're coming to the very end of the season. It probably makes it even tougher again. So look, we dust ourselves down. We have one home game left at Finn Park against Athlone next week, and then we travel to Bray for the last game of the season. So look, we'll still go to each game, give our best, and hopefully we can pick up a win or two wins before the end of the season.
Yes, and the opener, of course, arriving from the penalty spot. What was your own take on the decision?
Again, it's like anyone, you know, I'm going to say it's not a penalty. Tommy's going to say it is. I'd like to watch it back, but, you know, at the end of the day, some you get, some you don't. That's the way it is. Treaty took advantage of it and went 1-0 up. As I say, I thought after that we responded very well. We had a really decent chance for Aaron McLaughlin. We had another chance for Ryan Flood. Unfortunately, we were unable to take them chances, and then Treaty scored from set piece. Good ball into the box, good header, but we should deal with the situation a lot better. Then you're 2-0 down, and you're sort of chasing the game. We have a couple of half chances. Max a chance from the edge of the box. Keeper makes a good save. But overall, look, as I say, disappointed with the result, but can't fault the effort, and that's all you can ask for.
And overall, the team showed two changes from the game against Kerry. Of course, Aaron McLaughlin and Noe Baba preferred to Seamus Keogh and Stephen Doherty. Was that a tactical decision, or was it just tailored for the type of opposition you were facing?
It just was more the fact of obviously watching the players and training all this week. I just thought, you know, Noe had come on last week and scored the winner against Kerry. He looked bright in training all week. Aaron's been a young player that we've used off the bench quite a bit this year. He's very young, you know, he's represented Ireland at under 17 level as well, so he's an exciting young talent, and I think people tonight seen that, you know, and I think at the stage where we are in the season and where we are in the league table and the games that we have left, it's now about opportunity of putting them young kids in from the start and giving them a real taste and a real hunger. And look, I thought Aaron had a good game for his first start, so well pleased.
Yes, and of course, you are in charge at the moment on an interim basis. Have you thought about taking over full time?
I have only thought that Bray, and then after Bray, I'll decide what's best for me. You know, that's even very arrogant of me. It's maybe what the football club thinks best for the football club, and that's the way it should be. If they want to have a conversation with me, then of course you'll sit down and have a conversation. But it's certainly been nothing that I have thought of beyond the Bray game. And once we get the Bray game out of the way, then we have to sit down and hopefully have a chat, because it's been a long, hard season, and you know, you do need to recharge your batteries, and the football club have to make the right decision for the football club, which they will do, and whatever way that is, you know, if they want to have a chat with me, I'll have a chat. If they don't, no hard feelings on my part, and you move on.
Yes, and you mentioned there the next game is, you've got Athlone at home on Saturday week, followed by an away trip to Bray 6 days later. How are you feeling?
I would just like us to go out for the last home game of the season and give the fans a bit of a performance. It's been a long, difficult season for them, not just this year. Previous years have been difficult for the Finn Harps faithful, and they always come, they always turn up, they always support their team, and I just encourage the boys to try and go out and put in a real bottling performance and hopefully come out on the right end of the result. Regards the Bray game, it's just a matter of going to Bray and trying to perform, put in a decent performance, with it being the last game of the season, and Ben, like everyone and all the players in there, recharge the batteries and see what's next.